God bless you and shalom. This is All About the Kingdom podcast with your host, Lori Baker. We are dedicated to strengthening the believer with kingdom-focused biblical applications to live by. Our heart's desire is to lead someone to eternal life for those that have not yet accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. We pray that this message today will both edify and bless you. And now, we're going into the message that is now in progress. Well, hello, and thank you for joining All About the Kingdom podcast. This is your host, Lori Baker, evangelist and teacher. We're going to be going into the Word of God, Acts chapter 13. Lord, we just thank you today. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. Lord, we ask you to come into the word today. Bless every hearer. Bless me, Lord, to say what you will have me to say in this hour. We ask the Holy Ghost to speak in the name of Jesus. Amen. I want to ask you a question. How would you feel if you had committed yourself to a relationship and every day for the last year, the other party said what they wanted to do, and they did it. Did what they wanted to do, never asked your opinion, never asked what you thought about it, but you were in this relationship. Never said good morning, never said good evening. Now, I'm just going to guess that you wouldn't feel very wanted. I want to talk about a situation that I am seeing in the church. And we're going to go into Acts chapter 13, and I can better explain what I'm talking about. Now, there were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers, such as Barnabas and Simeon, that was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene, and Manaen, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch and Saul. And as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, "Separate me, Barnabas and Paul, for the work whereunto I have called them." Let me start right there. We see that these men of God had taken time to minister unto the Lord. We don't see that. We don't hear that much. But they were in a church, and they were teachers, and they were prophets. And not only that, they fasted. And see, that's a combination. When we take out time to worship the Lord and praise his name and acknowledge him and to exhort and to edify and do these things that the Lord would require us to do, and we set out a time to fast and seek his face, separate ourselves, there's a certain power that is unleashed. And not only is it unleashed individually, but it is an unleashed corporately. And so these men of God, prophets and teachers, fasted And when they did, guess what? The Holy Ghost said, "Separate me, Barnabas and Saul." Okay, now this is what I'm getting at. We're in a relationship. We've given our life to Jesus, and Jesus told his disciples, he told the apostles that he will send them back the comforter, which is going to lead them, which is going to teach them, which is going to guide them into all truth. And he said, "I'm going to send it back to you. I'm going to send you the Holy Ghost." Glory to God. "And you shall be witnesses. I'm going to send you power from on high." Now, when I speak about on high, I'm not talking about something that we can put our hand on. I'm talking about the heavenly ring. I'm talking about a endowment. I'm talking about a feeling. I'm talking about a change in us. He said, "When the Holy Ghost has come upon you, you shall receive power." And so when they fasted, the relationship, the comforter, he says, so Jesus said, "I will not leave you comfortless. I won't leave you by yourself, but I'm going to send you back the comforter." But so many times in the church now, let me move from the church. So many times in our own lives, we have forsaken to acknowledge the Lord. Not only do we not acknowledge the Lord, but we don't acknowledge him in most of our ways. He said, "If you acknowledge me in all of your ways, I will give you direction. I will direct your pathway." But we've gotten to the point, we don't say if it's the Lord's will. For some reason, there's a certain teaching going around. Well, it's already the Lord's will, but you don't know. We haven't consulted him. And if we consult him, a lot of the things that we are missing, we won't miss it. We will be on point in our own spiritual lives, in our family lives. We will be on point, but we have forsaken that point where we will communicate with the Holy Spirit, with the Holy Ghost. But the Word of God says in Acts chapter 13, verse 2, that they ministered to the Lord, and not only that, they fasted. And see, a lot of things that we are trying to, we want to break through, and we want to get through, and we want to jump over a troop, and we're still standing in the same place, because Jesus even said some of these things are not gonna go forth except by what? Fasting and prayer. And it seems like these men had learned that this is the catalyst to get some of the mountains moved. And not only that, we want to hear from the Lord. We just come in there with our carnal selves. Just come straight on in and say, "Lord, this is what I need." And okay. Okay, I didn't hear from him, but we didn't wait on the Lord. We didn't wait to hear. We didn't position ourselves to hear. And even when sometime when the Holy Ghost wants to speak to us, we won't stop because we have our own carnal mind. We have our own way already made up what we're going to do. We have not consulted the Lord. And Holy Ghost is just sitting there. He's that part of the relationship. He's that covenant part that's going to get us through in this life, but we won't let him speak. So I want to say today, when these men of God fasted, and this is what the Holy Ghost says, "Separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them." The Holy Ghost is saying, "Separate them for me, for the Holy Ghost." Can we separate ourselves for the Holy Ghost? This is what these men of God said. I want you to set, in other words, set them aside. Because I have a work for them to do. So it doesn't matter what is going on in the economic sphere or in the government or next door. We have been called unto work to do. And this is why so many things are not working together for our good, because we are not called according to the purpose. What is the purpose? What is God saying in this hour to us? Not in 1964, 84, 94. What is he saying right now? And so, verse 3. And when they had fasted, they went back in again. Because the Holy Ghost says, separate them. And when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. So we have to be non-selfish. The Lord didn't call you. It wasn't your time. This is not your assignment. Sometimes we want to go and then God didn't say, Lucius, I want you to go and I want you to go with them. And okay, let's get money. All us going to go. But God said, I have a specific assignment. And we have to get specific with the Lord concerning what it is he wants for us to do in this hour. I remember coming up and evangelizing and traveling and being a minister of health and being an exhorter. Sometimes people don't understand that I was ordained and licensed with as an exhorter and laid hands on as an exhorter. And so I would go forth in the Lord and whatever they called, I was there. But as the Lord began to move me in different spheres of the Holy Ghost, I had to understand, what are you saying now? When I pastored churches, or when I pastored missions, or God gave me an assignment, I had to be sensitive to the Holy Ghost to know that he is moving you to the next area. He's moving you. And sometimes we get stuck on assignments. And I'm not talking about being a rolling stone, but I'm saying being sensitive. What are you saying, God? What are you saying, Holy Ghost? Speak to me. Let me know. Order my steps in the way, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. It said when they had laid hands on them, they fasted and prayed and then laid hands on them. Some people, they hadn't fasted. They hadn't prayed. They just telling folks what to do, giving them assignments, and God is not even speaking to them. And then these people get all the way down the road in a mess with their life in an assignment that God has never called them to do. Sometimes we, because we're used to doing something a certain way. But what fascinates me is that these four men fasted and prayed, and the Holy Ghost said, and after the Holy Ghost said, separate me, and then they wanted to hear how we're going to separate you, how we're going to separate Barnabas, how we're going to separate Saul, because his name was Saul still. How are we going to do that right now? And so what did they do? They went back to the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And so, verse 4, so they being sent forth by the Holy Ghost. Oh my gosh, this is just good for me. They have been sent forth by the Holy Ghost, departed unto Seleucia. And from there they sailed to Cyprus. They didn't stop. But they departed from one place. The Holy Ghost had already given them the direction they needed to go. And when they were at Salamis, what did they do? They preached the word of God. It wasn't about who they were. It wasn't about their title. It wasn't about their book sale. It wasn't about their book launch. It wasn't about the government. It wasn't about what they didn't have. But when they got to Salamis, they preached the word of God in the synagogue of the Jews, and they had also John to their minister. So I want to say today, and I want to encourage you, and I want to challenge the body of Christ, Yeshua, Jesus, those of us that are in the earth today, let's get back with our faces toward the ground. And I'm not just saying laying on the ground, but I'm saying humbling ourselves and get back and let's ask the Holy Ghost. Let's be led of the Holy Ghost. What is my assignment in this hour today? Now, I want to say that if you don't have the Holy Ghost, then that's another level. It is available to you. Jesus said, whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. It's for you today. If you would love him to come into your life today, all you have to do is repent. And that is a point of asking God to forgive you for your sins and forsaking them, realizing that all of us were born in sin and were shapen in iniquity, and that the wages of sin is death, and that Jesus Christ, who was God in the flesh, came and he died for our sins. He took our sins already in his body on the tree, on the cross, that we might be the righteousness of God. And that's what all you have to do is say, Jesus, I'm a sinner and I want to be saved. I believe that you are the Son of God and I'm tired of my sins. I'm asking you to forgive me of my sins. Take my sins away, Lord, and give me your righteousness. And just tell him thank you if you believe he did that for you today. And as Jesus told the man, the thief on the cross, and the thief told him, he said, Lord, he didn't even go through that prayer that we just went through. He said, Lord, when you come into your kingdom, remember me. And Jesus lovingly said, this day will you be with me in paradise. And I want to say today, dearly beloved, that this day will you be into transferred from the old kingdom into.
I pray that you were blessed today by the message, and make sure that you click the follow button for upcoming messages and also events that we will be having. Would you please remember the persecuted church, pray for Israel and the nation that we are in, the United States, and the body of Christ globally. Also, if you would, share this message with someone, and remember to visit the website at greatoutpouring.today. The website is greatoutpouring.today. It's my prayer that you will have a blessed and wonderful day today. God bless you until the next time.